I was asked if I could speak on the topic, the theology of littleness. And so this is what I put together. Thought it would be the best way to present it. The topic is a biblical view of little things. Do you know what the Bible teaches about little things? The kingdom of God is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. Jesus there is speaking about a little thing. And that's the text from which that quotation comes. So I'm going to ask we read this together, Mark 4, 30 through 32. It's up on the wall there, and then we'll pray. And he said, "Whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth, is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up, and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it." Our Father, we gather here today to know what the will of the Lord is according to the Word of God. God's Word is powerful. It's alive. It's able to speak to our hearts and reveal to us what we are inside and to compel us to do what is the will of God. The Spirit of God can thus use the Word of God. And so we present ourselves here today as a people who does not want to drift downstream with whatever the thoughts and passions of the world are. For all that shall pass away. But we want to be light. We want to be salt. We want to be evidently the children of God in this crooked and perverse generation. And so, Father, we ask, help us to withdraw from the world. Help us to loosen our grip on any tendency, any way of thought, any desire which is not like Jesus. We pray a special blessing today on all the mothers here. Let them know how much we appreciate them and how important is their role in the family. We pray for those who are sick among our number, those who have operations coming up, that you would direct the physicians and that you would give healing and help us to comprehend the will of God in all the vicissitudes that each of us faces. And our desire, Lord, is today to worship Thee in spirit and in truth. Give us grace to do so. For this we'll give Thee all the glory and express to You all of our thanks. In Christ's name, amen. Jesus tells a parable about the mustard seed, noting that it starts out less than all the seeds. The church started small. It could fit into one room like ours. Jesus said it would grow immensely. He likened the growth to what happens with mustard, which starts out the smallest seed but grows to be the biggest plant of its kind. The Bible is full of teachings on this theme. To beware prejudice against littleness. Can you think of verses involving littleness? What I intend to do this morning is to list, and there's a great many verses that speak of things that are little. Then we'll categorize those verses into themes that instruct us, and then we'll close by making an application to mothers. Verses that involve littleness. I'll go through these with very little comment because more will come up later. Exodus 16, 18, he that gathered little had no lack. Exodus 23, 30, by little and little I will drive them out from before thee. Joshua 22, 17, is the iniquity of Peor too little for us? 1 Samuel 14:29, that's where Jonathan says, I tasted a little of this honey. 2 Samuel 12:3, Nathan says to King David, but the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb. Rehoboam, son of Solomon, when he became king, 1 Kings 12:10 said, my little finger shall be thicker than my father's loins. 1 Kings 17:12, I have a little oil and a cruse. That's the woman of Zarephath. 1 Kings 18:44, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea. Let us make a little chamber, 2 Kings 4:10. A little maid waited on Naaman's wife, 2 Kings 5:2. We're warned in Psalm 2, verse 12, kiss the son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Psalm 37, 16, a little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. Proverbs tells us, yet a little sleep, little slumber, little folding of the hands to sleep, poverty will come upon you, want will come upon you. Proverbs 15, 16, better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. Look at all these little verses. How does the book of wisdom end? But with this parable about the four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. That would be the ant, the coney, the locust, and the spider. Dead flies cause the ointment to stink, so doth a little folly. Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, and a little child shall lead them. Here a little, there a little, Isaiah 28:10. Now we're in the New Testament. There's that boy with the fishes and loaves. They said seven and a few little fishes. Matthew 18, except ye be converted and become as little children, because thou hast been faithful in very little, a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. Little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. A lot of verses that teach about littleness. What we will do is organize those scriptures into 8 themes and be instructed about littleness. Is there anything little about you? Little in your life? Confusing about littleness? First theme. Trust God to add to your little. Exodus 16:18, this is where God's chosen people are gathering manna in the wilderness. And he that gathered little had no lack. Here's this widow of Zarephath. She has one son. They're starving to death. The prophet Elijah says, feed me first. All I have is this little oil. He says, take care of it. Take care of me. So she makes a little bit of bread, feeds him first. Throughout the whole length of the time of that famine, she lacked not. God added to her little. Trust God to add to your little. Certainly see that with the boy, with the fishes and the loaves. 7 loaves, few fishes. From that, they're able to feed 5,000 men plus women and children, have 12 baskets left over. Trust God to add to your little. Second theme, progress may occur in little steps. Don't despise little steps. This can be true of victory over the world. God says, I'm going to take you to a wicked land with very worldly people. But by little and little I will drive them out from before thee. Not one huge victory at one time, but one step after another, removing the world, claiming for God. Isaiah 28:10, so goes the teaching of the Word of God. This is why we stay at it. Precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. That's the way we grow. Progress occurs in little steps. Third theme we saw, littleness may be a wrong view. You think this is a little thing? For example, this is when God's chosen people were moving into the land of Canaan. And God warned them, you're going to go amidst a wicked people. iniquitous people. Don't learn their ways. Round about you is all sorts of wrong teaching and idolatry and immorality. Don't associate with them. Stand separate from them. But here is a people in the area of Peor who took on the idolatry of the locals. But that wasn't enough. That was a small thing to them. And so they moved on to other wickedness as well. What? This area of sin wasn't enough? It's a small thing to you. It is not small. You have a wrong view. And here we have a harshness. This is the statement of Rehoboam, the son of Solomon. He takes over the kingdom. Solomon taxed people hard, and the people were ill at ease with the government. Rehoboam is warned, but he says, my little finger will be thicker than my father's loins, meaning I will tax them harder, I'll be tougher on them. He had a wrong perspective of what was a huge thing. Fourth theme, again, there are eight here. The Bible teaches sometimes the amount is irrelevant. The story in 1 Samuel 14, Israel is having victory over the Philistines. King Saul, in a brash, capricious statement, says, nobody eats anything, and anybody eats anything, they'll be cursed till we win this victory. His own son didn't know. He's famished, been fighting. Comes by some honey, tastes a little, but the amount wasn't the issue. To have any was to bring the curse. I taste a little of this honey. We have a similar teaching in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 10 and verse 1. Costly ointment, but a dead fly, just a worthless dead fly or flies falling into that ointment makes the whole thing stink. So you can live a virtuous life and labor hard to have a high character and good reputation, but one stupid folly, a little folly, not the amount, just a little bit, can ruin you. I think of a politician whose standards and teachings we may not have agreed with anyway, but that one thing that he did, that shout that got caught in the microphone, seemed to do him in. A little folly. So we're warned in the New Testament, a little leaven, or just a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. The warning here is about corruption. You don't bring corruption into this church. Think, well, it's just me. Just like that. It has a way of spreading throughout. That's the way it is with yeast in a lump of dough. That's the way it is with sin. It's not the amount, it's the existence. Don't allow that into your family. Don't allow that into your heart. Little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. A fifth theme we saw. Littleness may just be a starting point. That's just a little. Just a starting point. Can be that way for good. Here's Elijah praying that God would bring rain after it has not rained for those years. Do you see rain? You see a cloud, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea. Well, that's just a starting point. About the size of a man's fist, but it comes toward them and a great deluge occurs, a blessing. Littleness may just be a starting point. That's true for evil as well, as we saw there in Proverbs chapter 6. A little laziness in a young person, don't allow it to continue. It can grow into something big. You know, a little excuse here, a little sleep, little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. To sleep. And poverty comes upon you like a vagabond, like a wanderer, a traveler, like somebody who jumps at you behind the bushes. All of a sudden you're caught in poverty and want. Littleness may just be a starting point. Nip it in the bud. So we're told concerning speech, the tongue is a little member. It boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. Beware wrong speech from the start. Little tongue of fire can cause a great blaze. Sixth theme. Bear with me. We're going through these eight. Then we're going to make our application to mothers. Littleness in service can be blessed. Here is the Shunammite woman. Says to her husband, let's make a little chamber for Elisha the prophet. Just a little chamber. But what a blessing it is for a man of God to have somewhere where he can rest. Just a little chamber, littleness in service. But look at the blessings that came. In this instance, they'd been barren for years. And God blessed this woman, and she found herself with child. And they had this child, and then as years went by, his head hurt, he falls over and dies. The prophet comes, brings him back to life. The blessings that God gave to people who did a little thing for a man of God. Or we look at this in Luke 19:17, of a person who had been faithful in a very little is rewarded to have authority over 10 cities. God puts little things in our path for us to do. There may be a piece of garbage on the parking lot on the way into the hardware store. There may be a little girl over there crying and needs her shoe tied. There may be a small financial need here. There may be somebody with a breakdown there and you could help. Whatever it might be, a word of consolation. But God allows us opportunities to serve. And if he sees us faithful in a very little, he will reward us greatly. Littleness and service can be blessed. Seventh theme we saw in those verses, a little vessel can be greatly used. Here's that little Jewish maid who's a slave in the nation of Syria. It happens that Naaman's wife is the one she serves, Naaman being the general of the army of Syria. He contracts leprosy. And here's this little slave girl, but she gives a word of direction. There is a man of God in God's people who could heal him. A little vessel, but she's greatly used. The general is healed and confesses that the God of Israel is the true God. And as I mentioned, I think these four here in Proverbs 30 are just little and mostly revolting things. Little vessels, but they're used to teach us much. First, you have the ant who gathers what it needs before the trouble comes, gathers in summer. Then there's a coney, and I'm not sure, but I think that's a type of rabbit. That's what some commentaries say. Vulnerable, unable to defend himself, but he places himself in the rocks. He finds a good hiding place. You learn how to find a strong refuge by looking at conies. You have the locusts, which are vile creatures, but they know how to travel in mass and accomplish something. You have spiders, revolting, but they can cling to the walls of a palace. God can use little vessels greatly. Even so, a little child shall lead them. Now, there's a list there in Isaiah 11 of formerly wild creatures. Bears, wolves, lions, poisonous snakes. But by God's grace, even a little child can lead them. Little vessels can be greatly used. Indeed, children are an instruction to us in the way of salvation. The humbleness and willingness to believe that you see in children are instructive to us. A little vessel can be greatly used. And then finally, little is plenty when it is the Lord's. Psalm 2 says, "Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled, but a little." A little of anything of the Lord is plenty. So those are 8 observations we find as we collect the various little verses and put them in order. Let's review. The Lord warns against looking down on little things, like the size of the church at its inception. There is much to learn about littleness. For example, we have seen, trust God to add to your little. Progress may occur in little steps. Littleness may be a wrong view. Sometimes the amount is irrelevant. Littleness may just be a starting point. Littleness in service can be blessed. A little vessel can be greatly used. Little is plenty when it is the Lord's. Now, to the point of this study, a word to mothers. Mothers, do you see the relevance of what has just been taught? Mothers, trust God to add to your little. God can add much grace, strength, insight, security, and kind remembrance to the little time you had together, to the wisdom you shared, the skills you provided, the heritage you passed on. Last Sunday, I had the blessing of having my mother here with my five brothers and sisters. And my mother had written a blessing to give to all of us while we were here. She wrote another booklet on her heritage. And I can't tell you what a blessing that is to a son to read through that. Seeds of character you planted. Trust God to add to your little, mothers. And on the list goes. I was thinking of Proverbs 4 and verse 3 this week. There's Solomon, the wisest man in the world, writing the Bible's book of wisdom. And he describes how his mother's love impacted him. Proverbs 4 and verse 3, he says, I was the tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He had other brothers. Bathsheba had other children. But there was something so special. It was like he was the only person in the world. That love that he felt from his mother. And so what wisdom she shared, what time she gave to him, what skills she provided or heritage she passed on, seeds of character she planted, he says, I owe it to my mother. The only beloved. Trust God to add to your little. Mothers, know that progress may occur in little steps. By little and little, God can drive out the world's influence from your children. They may not discern at once the spirit of the world in certain kinds of music. They may not discern what's wrong in the communication by this style of dress. They may not pick up on the wrong attitude at once of the people in this club or playing that game or what's wrong in that video. There are different elements of the world that a person when he or she is young may not discern. But by little and little, God can drive out the world's influence from your children. And on the positive way, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little, God can grow your children in godliness. Progress may occur in little steps. We need patience. In your bulletins, there's a story of Richard Cecil, an English preacher. And when he was a youth, he hardened his conscience by reading books of infidelity. That means a lack of faithfulness. Lack of faith in the things of God. Till he became a professed infidel himself. What did God use to turn his life around? Cecil said that he was proud of his arguments against Christianity, but he admitted there was one argument I never could get over, the influence and life of a holy mother. Mothers, understand that littleness may be a wrong view. Here's a word of instruction. There was a time when God's people thought their worldly idolatry or harsh treatment of others to be little things. But they weren't. Beware idolatry. Beware harshness. May seem a small thing, may not be a small thing to the family. Mothers, sometimes the amount is irrelevant. One taste of honey can curse a man. One fly can make perfume stink. One bit of leaven leavens the whole lump. Certain things are not to be named once among mothers, as becometh saints. Ephesians 5, verse 3 says, "But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks." Mothers, littleness may be a starting point. Be swift to stop wrong talk when it is still a little fire. Early in the years of this church, a person from our church went to a home, a couple other families were of the church, and those two families were talking openly, critically, sarcastically about other people in the church. The person there was stunned to hear it because of the influence it could have on the family, among other things. Stop wrong talk when it is still a little fire before your children get used to it and carry it on themselves and perhaps even increase. Inspire diligence before poverty comes. And on the positive side, reinforce the first show of character that a little cloud become a deluge of blessing. Sometimes just the smallest single observation can influence the rest of a son or daughter's life. Littleness may be a starting point. Just a word, just a little observation, just a little encouragement in the right direction. Mothers, littleness in service can be blessed. Many mothers' tasks are lowly, simple, monotonous, and unrecognized. But in time, the family may see, rise up, and call her blessed. And certainly God sees. And God rewards. Maybe you can only provide a little chamber, but that little nice thing that you do for a person of God can influence so much your children in their future. Maybe your little chamber is just a blanket spread across a card table, making a fort for the kids. I'm just saying, littleness in service can be blessed. Yours may be faithfulness in wiping little noses. God sees. Mothers, a little vessel can be greatly used. We see the illustrations in the scripture of little maids who influence generals, ants, conies, locusts, spiders, and kids, little child shall lead them. It can be used to enlighten generals, teach wisdom, and show salvation. You know the rest of this saying? The hand that rocks the cradle, little vessel. The hand that rules the world. Those are the first lines of a poem by William Ross Wallace, American poet in the 19th century. I'd like to read that for you. The hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world. Blessings on the hand of women. Angels guard its strength and grace. In the palace, cottage, hovel, oh, no matter where the place. Would that never storms assailed it, rainbows ever gently curled. For the hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world. Infancy's the tender fountain, power may with beauty flow. Mothers first to guide the streamlets, from them souls unresting grow. Grow on for the good or evil, sunshine streamed or evil hurled, for the hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world. Woman, how divine your mission here upon our natal sod. Keep, oh keep the young heart open always to the breath of God. All true trophies of the ages are from mother love impearled. For the hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world. Blessings on the hand of women. Fathers, sons, and daughters cry. And the sacred song is mingled with the worship in the sky. Mingles where no tempest darkens. Rainbows evermore are hurled. For the hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world. This leads us to our last point. Little is plenty when it is the Lord's. That's true when His wrath is kindled but a little. It's true likewise when His grace is kindled a lot. In the heart of a humble woman who may not see herself up to the high calling of motherhood, but is willing to be used if God wills it, and God receives the glory for it. Why this study on the theology of little things? The mother of my children asked for it. Littleness is relevant to her because she wonders if little tasks she could have taken might have led her down a different path, a better path, health. She wants to learn of littleness because it has an association with humility. And she said, when we see ourselves as little, the Holy Spirit may channel great power through us. Our Father, family is the design of God. There in the heart of the family is the mother. We're so grateful for all the investment that each of these mothers have made. Many other tasks unobserved, some not had appreciation expressed for. Such an important position, because a little word here or a deed done there can have great impact for the rest of the life. Curious bond between sons and daughters and their mother. So hard, the fast, so rich, so lasting, so driven by love, so impactful. Thank you for all the blessing that has flown through these women. May those of their families rise up and call them blessed today. Give them grace to move forward from here, to finish strong all the rest of the years God gives. May their influence be for good. May they see their sons and daughters rise up for things of God, to set their affections on things above, and to do those things which last and have value. Thank you for them. God bless them. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.